Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, Samantha.
Hello, Lisa.
I feel like singing. You want to sing? Wow. Are you watching The Launch?
No, it's boring.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I didn't want to watch it. Yeah. So.
Why are we talking about The Launch?
Because I'm afraid to talk to you about how your week was.
No! So you, like, went around it.
So I skirted around the issue. I didn't want to lie.
Ask me how my week went, Lisa. I have a very positive answer for
you. Awesome. So, Samantha, tell me about your week. How was your week?
My week was fucking fantastic.
Was it that good?
It was so awesome.
Good, because I was a little concerned.
Yeah, I had a great experience with a piece of ice where I landed on it and it hurt me.
And it hurt you?
Yes.
I know, because you texted me about it. You texted me.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, so excited that this just happened to me.
Right? And it seems like you're overcoming it quite well.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
My hand still hurts.
Yes.
My leg still hurts. My ego is still bruised.
Yeah.
And I'm still mad at why I fell.
At why you fell. But here's my question for you. You all, or my comment, I guess it is. You always say to me, why do you walk with looking at your feet for things like that so I can see the ice? I haven't slipped.
You're analyzing my slip and fall.
I don't want to call it analyzing.
You're analyzing fat girl down.
I'm just trying.
This is how we're gonna compartmentalize this.
No.
Fat girl down.
I'm just trying to show it from a different angle.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
So you're.
Could it have been avoided?
Okay. No. Okay. So we're going there. We're making this my fault.
No.
Yes.
No, it's obvious. Bad piece of ice. Bad piece of ice.
You're making it my
fault. I'm not at all.
I wasn't looking.
No.
I should be able to walk. Looking straight ahead to the vehicle that was parked just like a few feet in front of me. Yeah.
In the summer, but not when it's this type of weather where it's icy out. You got to be more careful.
So
it's like when you said to me,
my fault.
It's like you sent me a text a couple weeks ago when it was kind of like icy out. And you said, careful when you walk to the bus. Don't be texting and walking at the same time. You could slip. And I took that to heart, and I'm like,
no,
yes.
You didn't.
Yes, I know I didn't. No, I still texted. Didn't. I'm like, bullshit.
No, are we kidding?
I can do this.
No, you didn't.
I got this.
You took nothing.
Samantha, when you said, I felt bad.
No, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I do. I feel...
You, like 2 minutes, maybe.
No, tops. Listen. Listen, it hurts my heart that you got hurt.
Whatever.
I saw the picture.
Would you like to know the reaction I had to
yeah.
that?
Yeah, tell me.
One, I was mad.
Yes.
Because I fell.
Right.
And then, in my anger... I'm tired and I need food.
Did you cry?
So, no.
Oh.
I didn't cry.
Did you think about crying?
I had a moment of softness and I'm like, you know what? Be a fucking grown up.
Right?
Put your big girl panties on, suck it up, and go get some food.
There you go. Screw you, Ice. I'll show you. Right?
So
you
went and got a family sized butter chicken. Yes, people. It was $22 at Safeway. I don't care. I felt at that moment I was worth it, $22.
Smith, at every moment you're worth $22.
And the ice cream that I bought.
What flavor?
It was matcha.
What the hell is that?
It's green tea.
No, you don't buy ice cream that's not an ice cream flavor.
No, it's good.
That sounds gross.
No, it's really good.
Sounds gross.
No, it's good.
But if it helped like soothe your soul and comfort your ego and...
It did
all
its
of
job.
That, then that's what's important.
Fine.
That's all that matters.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Well, 'cause
what else is there to say?
Fat girl down. Don't know what else to say about that.
Do you want me to get you one of those chains where you can push the button? Help, I fall and I can't get up?
No. I'm good. I did get up, though.
Good. See?
Yeah.
See?
Mad. But I got up.
Did you swear?
Really?
Yeah.
You asked that? You asked that as if you think I did not.
No, I would expect nothing but.
Hi.
I would expect the parking lot to be on high alert being like, what the hell did I... What... Like, Johnny, cover your ears. Crazy fat girl swearing. That's what I would expect right there. Samantha, I'm sorry that you fell.
Whatever.
Okay, but I got something to talk about now.
Oh, it's more about
it's more about me now.
Done with Sam. Moving on to Lisa.
You said to move on. You said you didn't want to talk about it anymore. So as the friend that I am, when you were at the grocery store buying your butter chicken... Mm-hmm. Did you happen to go down the breakfast bars aisle?
No.
You didn't?
No. I wasn't really thinking about breakfast.
So there's a new joy in my life.
Like it'll last a week.
No, it's going to last longer.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
I remember the soup in a can.
It was soup in a hand. So
whatever.
You don't really remember.
Soup in a hand, soup in a can. It was soup that you microwaved.
No.
That lasted a day.
Yeah, but we had them for a year.
Your food fascinations don't last
so listen, here's the thing, friends of the podcast, right? Okay. Every now and then I enjoy some cookies, right? But I hesitate to put them on the grocery list because I don't always just want cookies forever, right? I just sometimes just like to just have some cookies. Why do you have that look on your face?
Because I'm thinking you like Oreo for a day, you eat two. Then you have a whole pack you have to get rid of.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
It's your Fudgio thing all over again.
Listen, I need to share this joy with you. I have some joy, and I found joy in a Fiber One Delight Bar. I found three types of joy.
Oh, my God.
First off, Samantha.
Yes, Lisa.
Okay, don't sound like that.
No, I'm sorry.
Don't you sound... And here's what happens, friends of the podcast. Because Sam's had a bad day, and because, right? What's that song from American Idol? I had a bad day, I took a lousy fall, and now I'm just cranky and take it out on you all. Right?
What? Right? Absolutely.
Nice.
I don't care.
Nice. So guess what? There's a little bit of joy
in my
life.
Okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
Spread your Fiber One bar joy.
Okay, so there's three. Because
people give a shit.
Listen, this will make you happy, people.
All right.
Samantha.
We're listening.
You should try it.
Okay.
Okay, so there's three wonderful flavors. One is chocolate fudge brownie. Tastes just like a brownie.
I know. I've eaten them.
And you never told me about them before?
No.
Why?
Because they're full of sugar.
They're 90
That's
calories.
That's why you like... It doesn't matter the calories.
Did you have the lemon drop one?
Yes, I've had that one.
Did you have cinnamon bun?
No, I did not have the cinnamon
So
bun.
Here's the beauty. You start your day off with cinnamon bun. And it's just a beautiful delight. Then your afternoon snack, lemon drop delight. It's magical. It's magic. It is magic. It's like the angels are like, here you go. Ah.
You really have nothing in your life, do you?
And then you close off your day at the end of your night with the chocolate fudge brownie. But you know what my concern is?
What?
How much fiber can the body take?
You will not get enough fiber from those sugar-filled bars.
Thank God.
To worry about.
Why do you keep talking like sugar-filled, right? Like they're 90 calories.
That's not my point.
That's my point.
My point is their not diet. The calorie count.
They're good for you. They're diet.
There's sugar in them. That's why they taste so good.
Yeah, well, hi. Who wants to eat? Oh, I'll have a sugar-free chocolate bar. Ugh, that's crabby. I'll have a sugar-free fiber bar. Oh, that's just fiber. I'll just eat oats. Or bran or whatever, right? That's cereal. That's gross. This is better than cereal.
All right.
Yeah. They're so good. Friends of the podcast, try them. They're really, really good, especially that lemon one. That just gives you the zest you need for the afternoon. Get through your day.
Zest.
Yeah. It's like they come with a purpose. It's like they come with a purpose.
A breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner purpose.
They entered my life for a reason, I believe, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You live a small life, Lisa.
Well, you know what? I'm not saying it's exciting, but it's mine.
All right.
Right?
All right.
I'm just saying. What?
How's your spam email?
Oh.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
I know. We talked about it over supper one day.
And I was like, I wonder if she's still getting Viagra stuff.
It won't stop. It won't. Like the Viagra, I think. It won't stop. It just keeps going and going. You get spam email for 8 hours at a time. You need to call a doctor. That's what I think it should be. Right?
Okay. So you're getting Viagra?
Cialis.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting herbal sex pills. And Michael Kors.
Michael Kors is clothing.
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's odd.
I know. And I don't even know what this shit's for. Right? I don't even know.
You know what Viagra's for.
Well, yeah, it's not for me.
And Cialis is kind of the same thing.
But why?
Gives you a little pep in your step, a little oomph in your goomph.
I don't need pep. I don't need oomph. Right? Everything fires when it needs to fire.
Get your motor running. Get out on the highway.
The motor runs when it needs to run or when it's told to run or when the calendar says it should run. The motor runs.
The calendar.
Whatever. Yeah. Right?
Blocked.
Samantha, been married for almost 20 years. Cut me some slack. Right?
Oh my God.
Better than nut blocking time.
Don't want to know.
I'm just saying.
Don't want
to
know.
But it's so weird. So what happens is that when you go to, like, you know how, so you see who it's from, uh-huh. And then it shows your email address, right?
Yes.
Then it also says details. If you click on the details, it like has like 25 other names that are not me.
But are similar.
Similar, right? Like L.Glove. Right? Or like
Love Glove.
Like the Love Glove, whatever the hell that might be. Or L.George or L. Gilbert. And I'm like, what is all of this? Yeah.
So y'all signed up for some Viagra.
I never have signed up for that shit. I've never gone looking at that. so ridiculous, right? It pisses me off. And the only reason why I even went and checked my spam email one time through Yahoo was because my cousin told me that she had sent me a like a message for Christmas, mm-hmm. and I never replied back. So I thought, oh, I never got it. So I went to my spam. Oh, years worth of this shit. A year, at least a year worth of this shit.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't even go to Michael Kors. Right? I can't afford that shit.
I don't know.
I know. So crazy.
Well, okay. I need to ask.
Okay.
How's the Hyper Hype Girl?
Yeah, Hyper Hype Girl's good.
I haven't seen her for a bit.
I know, right? Because you never come to the mall. You never come to the store. You never come to visit us. I'm just saying. Maybe Saturday you should.
That was a lot of like...
Like we... Sam never cares. Sam doesn't care. Sam could care less.
Sam is sleeping in on Saturday. Well,
but lunchtime is later in the afternoon.
And it's going to snow a lot.
Tonight. They're not talking about tomorrow. Saturday. Yeah, but maybe Saturday's fine.
I'll think about it.
We'll see. I'm not... Hyper Hype Girl's good. Hyper Hype Girl's good. Friends of the podcast, you know that she's our friend Michelle. Uh-huh. Works at Olson next door to us. Uh-huh. She has a question for you.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You're somebody who like has like longer hair.
Yes, I do my hair.
And she does too. Uh-huh. Okay? So she wants to know, mm-hmm. do you think it would be an awesome idea if there was like a programmable curling iron?
It wouldn't be the worst idea.
Right? So like the coffee pot, right? Yeah. You set it before you go to bed, mm-hmm. and then it just comes on whenever.
Yeah.
You think that'd be a good idea?
Maybe.
She thinks it'd be an awesome idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why? Does she wait a long time for her?
I don't know. I
her
didn't
flat
ask.
Iron or
I didn't
curling
ask.
Iron?
I didn't ask. I don't know anything about the curling irons, right? I got short hair. But it did lead her to asking how I do my hair. So I had to show her.
Oh, my God.
Two thumbs up.
Oh, my God.
And how I tousle. And then she said, is it tousle or tussle? And I'm like, why are you critiquing how I speak again?
Your hairdresser did that.
I know. She did the same thing. I'm sure it's tousle.
Tousle.
Tousle. So I just tousle it.
Right? Tousle.
Two thumbs up. That's how I know the direction. My fingers go down. That's how my hair gets done. With a blow dryer.
Did you not YouTube a bunch of stuff?
Yes.
And then got confused?
Got confused.
And then had to, like, go back to your hairdresser?
Yeah, and then we did a video. Remember, she did a video
That's
for
right.
me. Because I just wasn't sure.
Oh, my God.
Right? Because I just couldn't remember. The thumbs up were causing me a lot of angst.
You have always a lot of angst about your hair.
I have issues, but that's not what we're here to talk about. I'm just saying. But that's what she was wondering. That's what she was wondering about, that type of a curling iron. Because she just thought, probably because she knows that I probably shared with you, with her, how you're like a, if I like to just get up at the last possible minute.
I put it in a ponytail.
Right? And I think she likes to get up at the last possible minute. So mm-hmm. she just thought, wouldn't that be easier if there was a programmable curling iron?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of cool.
She should invent one.
Maybe. Maybe that's her money. Maybe that's your money. You guys can work together.
Money, money, money.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
We got to talk about Whitney.
Oh.
Are we continuing?
No, we're done. We're done with oil. Done unless with the spinoff. Well, unless there's spinoff.
Okay, because I texted you and I said, you got to watch it.
And I did.
Because she went obsessed,
yeah.
crazy girl, about linking all these women.
And this is the TV show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Yeah. She was obsessed with linking all these women to the cheater.
Right?
Yeah. And she, like, got pictures, had a board.
You know what?
She lines.
She gave dates. Women a bad
she
rep.
A little obsessed.
Don't get me wrong, right? Him, douchebag, he's cheating on the girls.
Total douchebag.
However, that we're not here to badmouth him, but total douchebag. But she was a complete psychopath.
Well, I just...
I don't get
it. And
her.
I'm like, do you gotta?
Right?
Do you gotta?
Do you have to?
Give him weight. That's too much energy.
Yeah.
Too much energy
right?
spent.
Like, who cares? Like,
does it make you feel better or worse knowing that he was dating, like, 4 or 5 people at the same time?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bad idea.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if he gets away with it, more power to him.
Yeah. And,
right?
and
whatever.
Then there was, she met the girl from Egypt and all this kind of stuff.
No, but you know what? At the end of the day, the only thing I care about now is where's Buddy?
I know.
His Buddy's missing.
Because that was the next show.
That's the next show. Buddy's
like,
missing.
What happened to Buddy?
Yeah.
Where's
so
Buddy?
Here's what I think. I think that they should cancel Whitney and just do a spinoff. Where's Buddy? And do the whole show about somebody trying to find Buddy. Like, where's Waldo? Right? Where's Buddy? Because now Buddy's gone.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm done with Whitney.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Over.
Yeah.
Next.
I hate to say that.
I know.
Next. Okay. How are you doing with The Crown? Are you done watching it yet?
I have not had time to watch any more of it. I'm still on episode 3.
Okay. Slacker.
Slacker? I'm busy with my 600-pound life. Not mine. Friends of the podcast, let me clarify. Not Lisa's. We talked that we're plus size. This is not a 600-pound life size.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
That's the show.
That's the show.
On TLC.
That I watch. Because you know what? It just gives you the right message, which is...
But what did your husband say to you?
My husband said, do you watch this show to make yourself feel better? And I'm like, no, I look for the triggers. And the triggers are, if I ever feel the need to, I think I'll just order two pizzas. No. Right? The signal needs to go off. No, don't order two. That girl, just get one pizza and don't eat it all at once. Because that's how you become 600 pounds.
That's how you become 600 right? pounds.
So yeah. That's what I've been watching.
Okay.
Okay, but I'll get you watching
have to go
the,
back
crown.
To the crown.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The okay. only reason I bring it up okay. is because on my Google feed, yeah. I saw more people who are potentially the next season, season 3.
Yes.
Because now they have to be older.
Yes, they
so
have to change.
So a whole new cast is being cast.
Yeah.
And I'm already like, let's get it going on.
I know, but it won't happen yet for a bit.
Could you please watch okay. all the episodes?
I will. I will.
We have nothing to talk about.
Yes, we have so much to talk about. I will get through the crown in the next couple weeks, I promise.
I'm surprised that you have not watched more.
Samantha, I don't have 2 days off in a row like you.
I have not had 2 days off in a row for 3 weeks.
And that's when you watched it.
I watched it over Christmas.
Yes.
I got a little Netflix crazy.
Right? I'm not Netflix crazy like that. I'm watching the football. I'm watching the fat lady. I'm watching Jeopardy. Gotta keep my mind sharp. Right? I'm watching the news. Gotta stay on top of the world. Right?
Are you watching the Hoarding Alive?
Oh my God, I watched it yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because I watched it. Uh-huh. It made me think I should spring clean.
Did it?
Yeah. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. Because I thought my house was in order.
And it's not.
And then I watched an episode and I'm like, perhaps I have hoarding tendencies.
No, you do not.
No, because I Marie Kondo'd my house like a year ago.
Yeah.
And that's like the magic of tidying up.
Yeah.
Lady?
No, I'll tell you right now, you do not, because you would not be my friend.
No, I'm not a hoarder.
Well, you just said you had tendencies.
Well, okay.
Shut that mouth.
But I
have, shut up.
I have things that I think, should I really still have them?
Well, we all do. We all have things. Doesn't mean we're hoarders.
Okay, well, what do you have then?
Can you still get to your kitchen?
Yeah.
You're not
a
hoarder.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, then you're not a hoarder.
Okay, but don't you have stuff?
Yeah, I got some stuff.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay. I have a salad.
Because I have stuff.
I have a salad bowl set that we got when we got married.
Have you ever used it?
Never. Right? And I'm never going to use it because, number one, I don't really give a shit about salad.
No, you
and
don't.
Number two, if I want some, I just take a little bit with my hand out of the bag and put it on my plate.
Sounds logical to me.
Right? So that's something that I have that I shouldn't have. I don't need to keep. Right? I also got 4 cookie sheets.
Why do you have 4?
I don't know. I think I can live with just one. What do you need the cookie sheets for? If I'm making a mini pizza... If I'm doing my chicken Swiss, French fries, but that's kind of it. I don't need 4. I'm not inviting people over to
maybe
do that.
Maybe two.
What do you got?
Okay. What made me think maybe I was a hoarder? Mm. A couple of things.
Okay.
I have a pen collection in which I'm not even sure if the pens work.
You're so weird.
They've been sitting
with
in
pens,
the pen
though.
Cup holder on my desk.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm either attached to them or two, I'm too lazy to find out if they do or do not work.
No, but you just like pens.
No, I love pens.
You're weird that way.
Yeah, I have a big pen thing.
Yeah.
And then I have a teacup collection that's in my cupboard I never use.
No.
Because it's a collection.
And you've never invited people
teacups.
Over for tea.
Well, I'm not that girl.
You're not that girl.
But yet I have a collection.
But yet, just in case, company's coming.
That is gathering dust.
Yeah, you probably don't need that stuff.
Yeah. And then I also decided, based on this one other thing,
yeah.
I might have a problem with shoes. I have a tendency every season, every new fall, yeah. summer season, I buy a new shoe.
Yes.
But I never get rid of the old one.
You might be
so
older.
I have like a collection of shoes yeah. that maybe haven't been worn for years, but yet I still keep them.
And you know what I want? All I want is a collection of shoes. All I want in the whole wide world
yes,
is a collection
but you're picky
of shoes.
And that's your own fault.
I know that. You need to get rid of some shoes.
No.
You know what else I have that I don't think I need?
What?
Vanilla. As in vanilla extract.
What do you have against vanilla?
What do I need it for?
What don't you need it for?
What do you put it in?
You could put it in pancakes.
Why would I just mix in the batter?
It gives it a little zest.
I don't need the zest. I don't need the vanilla. I don't need the vanilla.
All right, I'm just saying.
I don't need the Corningware casserole dishes.
No, because you're
right? never going to use them. Right?
And that's never, assuming you crack a cookbook, which I don't believe you have.
Which I know. I think I gave them to your mom for a yard sale like 20 years ago. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I have an electric mixer I've never used.
Oh, I have an electric mixer. I use it for Dream Whip.
The one thing.
It's the only thing it gets used for is Dream Whip. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I have a glue gun.
For what?
I don't know. I remember it was all the rage to have a glue gun. Don't make fun of me.
Because you're a crazy crafter?
Because I was going to be a crazy crafter. Remember when I painted? Remember when I went to Michael's and they wouldn't help me?
That's right.
I was shamed at Michael's friends of the podcast. Yes, I was. I just wanted some wood that I could paint. Remember all the questions. What type of wood?
I don't know.
Wood, finished wood. I'm like, how about like a letter L? I want to paint a letter L. And I was shamed at the Michaels.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, well, I have something I bought and was like, woo, and then never used.
Okay.
And they're shoved into a drawer.
Ooh.
The adult coloring books.
I never understood that fad or why you were going to be part of it, but I remember you talking about it.
So I believe I'm easily influenced to buying fads. Things that are fads.
You're a fad girl.
Yes, I am.
You know what else I have I'm going to get rid of? Mm. Champagne flutes.
You never
Reed Gibson's
them.
Ain't that couple.
You ain't those people.
We ain't those people.
You ain't those people.
I don't need them, but they're beautiful, but I don't need them.
Okay.
Gone.
And I have cookbooks too.
Why do you have cookbooks?
I've never cracked open. No, I don't cook.
No.
I don't go to a cookbook to cook.
No.
I like Google it now.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky.
Yeah, now you can just pitch that shit to the curb, hey?
And then I just make up stuff.
Yeah, you don't even need that.
No.
No. No.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
No. Okay.
What?
I need to talk to you about something.
What?
And it's quite serious.
Oh my God.
Okay. Samantha.
Lisa.
First off, I want to like praise you. I want to praise you and thank you because when I asked you to take over Instagram.
I didn't take it over.
When I asked you to help out and find some pictures. Right? Right? We had a rough go at the beginning because you weren't doing it.
No, I wasn't.
And then all of a sudden you started to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. And I thank you. Because you know what? You have made my Monday so much easier. Because all you do are send me Instagram pictures for Monday. If Monday were a shoe, it would be a croc. Right? Monday's like stepping on a Lego. I'm too pretty for Monday. Right? Tell me why I don't like Monday. Right? I have enough Mondays for the year. And I'm like...
I believe in that batch was also some ones that showed my bad attitude for the week.
Yes, when you're pissy... Right? I get Monday and pissy ones, and I'm like, I'll find the rest. So it's still awesome that you're doing it.
So I have to have criteria now. That's the problem.
I'd like one that I could use every day if I wanted to. Okay. Right? Not just Monday or when you're cranky. Right? I'm just saying, you sent me a slew after your fall. And here's one, and here's one, and here's one, and here's one. And I'm like,
I was angry.
I'm like, ouch. So I just file those away.
Oh, do you?
And when I shake my head with Lisa and Sam are having a bad day, friends of the podcast, you're going to know it because it's going to be posted.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Fine.
I know that you're not completely savvy with all of the social media.
No, I am.
But you wanted to have a part with Instagram,
yes, okay,
right?
Fine.
So I'm just saying.
And I promise to be more balanced when I go looking for Instagram.
Right?
Memes or whatever.
Whatever.
I will.
I still think you're doing wonderful.
I will try to be more balanced.
I still think you're doing good. Two
Shut
thumbs up,
up
Samantha.
Shut
Sometimes, like A for effort.
Okay, well, speaking of all things internet and social media-ish.
Yes.
How did you do
with you know what?
Our topic? Things you should never Google.
This was your topic?
No,
not
this
our
was
topic.
Our topic.
It wasn't really our topic.
No, it was mine.
I felt it was your topic.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, as usual, when it's one of your topics.
Why you say that as if it's a bad thing?
It's not. There was some interesting things.
I don't need that kind of toot from you today.
You don't need that
toot, I do
right?
not.
I'm on my second last 5 a.m.s, bitch. Right? You're right. You don't. I embraced it and I ran with it.
Okay, but how did you interpret it, though?
I interpreted it as things that I didn't want to Google because they might either get me in trouble or I might be sad.
Okay, that's not how I went.
How'd you go about it? No? How'd you go about
it? Because I didn't think of like me Googling stuff.
Oh.
Because I'm not that stupid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if there's a meme for that. If there is, it'll get sent to me tonight.
I went with the, what have people done on the internet that we should never Google?
Oh,
or
okay.
Like what's out there that's a little bit...
Like the Kim Kardashian sex video.
Or her butt.
Don't Google that.
Yeah, don't Google.
Don't Google.
Don't Google.
Okay. Well, this should be interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So, something I came across, which I think I remembered.
Yeah.
Megan Fox has weird thumbs.
What do you mean she has weird thumbs?
Her thumbs look like toes.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Google a picture.
No.
It's very disturbing because wow. They really do look like... They look like...
That's what separates us from the primates, eh? Is our opposable thumbs, right?
It looks like her big toe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Her thumbs look like her big toe.
And you know what? What's worse, right? Because I hate feet. Feet on my hands would be worse.
Yeah.
Don't Google that.
Don't Google that.
Don't Google feet on hands.
No.
Okay. Or her finger or her thumbs.
No, don't. Okay. Megan Fox thumbs.
Okay.
Google that. It will come up and you'll be like, ew.
I'm never doing it.
And then you look at her differently.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's weird.
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
It's awkward, right?
It's awkward.
But you don't want to shake her hand. Because.
Where's that thumb been?
It's been on your foot at some point. Right? Why is your thumb on your toe? Why is your toe on your thumb? And then where'd her thumb go?
I don't know.
Weird.
Could be your toe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Not that we're trying to shame, but it's just different.
It's odd.
It's different.
It's odd.
Yeah.
And did you know that you should never Google your favorite foods? Because you'll just get hungry.
Because you'll just get hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll overeat.
Oh.
And then you become 600 pounds.
And then you're watching the show.
It is like a nasty circle.
It's a nasty cycle. Wow. Do you know what else you should never ever Google? Forged in fire.
Oh.
Because here's what happens, Samantha.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
So if you Google forged in fire,
no.
All that happens, like the food, you just get sad. Because you don't have a home forge, and because you're not forging in fire. Because if I did have a home forge, I would be taking my steel, and I'd be making my knife, and quenching it.
Okay, so basically this is just something that makes you sad. Not anybody
Never
else.
I'm not Googling forged in fire ever again. Because I was just more sad.
It just made you sad.
Made me sad.
Maybe not the rest of the world, though.
Well, you know what? If they're
so
forgers...
See, because I went based on things... No one should ever Google. This
oh, no.
is a very personal list for you.
Yeah, I just think of me, right? That's the selfishness. That's friends of the podcast, a little bit of selfishness coming out here.
Oh, my God. Of course.
What else do you have on your list?
There is a 911 call
that
was made on 9/11.
Ooh.
And you hear the operator trying to keep the woman calm on the phone.
Wow.
I think she's in, like... In one of the towers.
That's not good.
Yeah. So I would suggest people don't.
Don't Google that.
Because I don't know if you want to Google that.
I don't know if you want to like live that lady's experience.
No.
No.
I don't think we should actually. Because I thought that was a little not great.
No.
Yeah. And I thought, ooh, why would we do that?
Yeah. You know what else is, ooh, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Pus.
Really?
Don't Google pus.
Let me guess. You have?
I haven't Googled pus, but.
That's disgusting.
I know, right?
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying don't. The whole thing was to, what shouldn't you? You should not Google pus. I'm just saying, don't Google it.
I think you have and you're not telling the truth.
No, I haven't.
No, I think you have.
Smith, I have no pus. There's no pus. There's no pus. It's just, I'm just like, don't Google pus.
That's gross.
I know, right? Because it's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the blue waffle?
No. What is it? What is it? Tell me.
I was a little grossed out. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, sure.
Apparently, it's a woman's lady bits that turned blue from a feminine hygiene product.
When did our lady bits become a waffle?
I'm not entirely sure.
And
I'm not sure if I would want to be...
That,
I was just like...
Wow.
I read... Okay, people, let's just... I'm going on record. I read these. I did not actually Google them.
You didn't Google. What happens if I leave a feminine product in the lady parts too long?
No.
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 And then it becomes a waffle.
Well, that's what they're calling it.
A waffle. Weird. I get the blue. I get the blue.
What feminine hygiene product turns you blue?
Hi, if you keep it in forever, probably. Oh. I know. Hi, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's
ew.
Gross.
That's why you don't Google
that's
it.
That's disgusting.
But that's why you don't Google it. That's disgusting.
No, I'm grossed out.
You know what else you don't Google?
Grossed.
Don't Google exercise.
Why?
Why do you want to Google exercise?
I don't know.
You just see fit people and then you just feel bad.
You see fit people and then you just feel bad.
You just feel bad. Because we let our fitness slip away. Samantha, we've let our fitness slip away.
Well, there's lots of things that have slipped away, Lisa.
Lots of things. And you know what? At our age, we're almost 50. Ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
Don't Google phobias.
Oh, I wouldn't Google phobias. I think I have a lot of them, too.
Yes, you probably
Yeah, I wouldn't
do.
I wouldn't Google them. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
One of the examples was trypophobia.
What is that?
Which is a fear of small holes. Oh. And apparently there's images on the internet that are geared to those people who have that phobia, and it drives them crazy.
But here's the thing with phobias, right? So how do you know that? How do I know I have a phobia
of small
holes? Well,
that's the problem. That's the problem. If you Google a phobia,
yeah.
all of a sudden you think, oh, I have that phobia. And then it's, you're like...
That's, it makes perfect sense now. So a million years ago, I must have Googled mushrooms. And I have a phobia
oh
and an
God,
allergy to mushrooms.
Stop.
Right?
That you don't have an allergy.
I do.
You just don't like them.
Well, and I'm allergic.
No, you're
I
not.
I break out in a rash.
No, you're not.
Which makes me think, don't ever Google what that might be. Right? So if you eat the mushrooms and you get a rash.
No, you're not.
Don't Google that.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes.
No, you're not.
You know what else don't ever Google? Hairstyles.
Why?
Because it's hard. Because when you see somebody and you see the hairstyle that you want, you don't know until you go to see your hairdresser that, yeah, your hair won't do that. So it's really discouraging. Don't Google it. I'm just saying, don't Google it. Because then you're discouraged.
That's irrational.
It's not irrational.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Because when I see it, if I want the Jennifer Aniston, right? And I go, and I want the hairstyle from Friends, and I want the Rachel, right? I Google and I'm like, I want the Rachel. And then I go to my hairdresser and I'm like, I want the Rachel. And then she's like, you can't get the Rachel because you have short hair. That's disappointing. Don't Google hairstyles.
Well, first of all, you should be realistic.
No, don't Google hairstyles.
You can't go from short to medium length hair.
I'm just saying, in general.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't do it. Don't Google them. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I did Google, though?
What?
I did Google an appendix operation.
Why?
I wanted to see if you could Google that. And you know what? You can.
Oh.
You can watch a video in 1 minute and 22 seconds on how to remove your appendix.
By yourself?
Well, I mean, I guess you could. It's like DIY operation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would anybody want to remove their own appendage?
I don't know. Not appendix,
organ.
Appendix.
Sorry, appendix.
Like, get your appendage, mind out of the gutter.
Organ.
No, but
whatever.
You can. But you can.
Why?
I don't know.
That just makes no sense to me.
Well, it's out there. That's the whole thing with Google. It's out there.
That's right. The problem with
That's
Google.
The problem right there.
It's
right?
out there.
But then, on the other hand, makes you really, you're also kind of learning something really valuable. Because look at that. I can DIY my own surgery.
No.
Well, you wouldn't, but you could.
So, like...
Minute and 22 seconds.
Maybe you don't want to, like, go to the dentist, so you Google how to pull your own tooth?
Yeah, I guess you could. You should Google it.
That's a bad idea.
Well, nobody's saying
there's
that...
There's so many bad ideas
on the
internet.
There's so many bad ideas.
So many yeah, bad ideas.
Right? There are so many bad ideas. What else you got on your list, Samantha?
Well, I don't like spiders, so I would never Google spiders.
Don't Google spiders.
Blech.
That's gross.
And you know why I don't like spiders?
No.
Because in BC, where I lived as a small child,
yeah.
I was... The house we lived in had a small spider problem.
Ew.
Because spiders, it's warm in BC.
That's gross.
So they like... The,
nope.
I don't know.
Not
it
a
was
fan.
Just... there was, and I was freaked out.
Not a fan.
So now, as an adult, I see a spider... I'm just going to say...
You squeal like a little girl.
Squeal like a little
girl.
It's
not cool.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
And you maintain no sense of cool whatsoever,
nope.
Hey? Nothing.
Because
right?
I can't.
It's like
so embedded in my freak out
You
zone.
Are full-blown scaredy cat mode. It's embarrassing. Right? Full-blown scaredy cat.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
No.
Just saying.
Exactly. You know what else you shouldn't do? Don't Google how to kill your husband.
Why would you do that?
I'm not saying I would.
Why would you even put that anywhere on a computer or a phone?
Exactly, right?
Because what if he did die,
yeah.
and then they go into your
Mrs.
phone?
Mrs. Gibson, we need to confiscate your phone. And then it's
how
like,
to kill your
how
husband.
To kill your husband. Why were you Googling that at 12:30 on Saturday? 12:30 Sunday afternoon. Why were you Googling that?
Oh
Why did
God.
You Google chloroform? All those things can get you in a lot of trouble.
Lisa?
Don't Google those things.
That's how people go to jail.
Yeah, I know, right?
So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't.
Don't do it.
So When you all of a sudden pass away, we should probably look at Mike's phone.
Mike, look at Mike's phone. Not his phone. He won't use the phone. Look at the computer.
Okay.
He only uses the phone for the sports and for the lottery.
Right. And hopefully texting?
Well, no. Who's he texting?
I don't know.
It's not his wife. Right? He's not texting his wife, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like something earth-shattering has to happen for me to get a text from him.
Earth-shattering?
Earth-shattering. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I came across something really strange.
Okay.
And I don't understand it, but I'm going to mention it.
Am I going to understand it?
No.
Okay.
I don't think... How do you understand it? Tetris fan fiction.
Like the game?
Yeah, the game Tetris.
Yeah.
Apparently...
I used to play that game.
Tetris fan fiction... is sexual in nature.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not sure how you can make Tetris.
Okay, I'm just seeing it like up and down, over, up and down and over. Might be something interesting. I don't know.
I'm not sure why you would want to do that.
Up and down and over? I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Like, don't are understand. You moving things? I don't. I feel like I need to put my hands in my pocket.
It seems odd. Seems
like there's something really, really kinky to that.
I think if people can think it, they put it out there.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking.
My mind was not born that way.
No, it's ugh.
Yeah.
It's,
my mind just thinks the colored blocks in the game. But yeah, I don't.
Nah.
Weird.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah, weird.
Okay. Don't, and I've done this, so it.
Don't do it.
Don't Google medical symptoms.
No, don't.
Because everything leads to cancer.
Yeah, and your death. And your death, right? That's what it leads to.
It's gross.
Everything does.
But yet, we're compelled.
Because.
My foot aches. I have this. Instead of going to the doctor, right? I'm just going to Google it.
Yeah, I keep reoccurring hangnail. Oh, it's like a tumor on your finger, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like not very positive.
I have a sniffle.
And then it's like, remember the days where you just didn't care and you just like sucked it up? Yeah.
Internet just gives you access to so much crap.
Yeah, and WebMD just takes you. Right?
Exactly.
And then I think after it takes you through all the steps of what your hangnail leads to, then it takes you to like a funeral home. Right? That's like the next logical step. Right?
A funeral home. A funeral home.
Because that's where you're going to end up because you have like a life-threatening hangnail or something weird like that.
Life-threatening hangnail?
Yeah. Don't look up illnesses.
I've never had that.
No?
No. A life-threatening hangnail?
Well, I don't know. And then all of a sudden it becomes like, right, infected and then your finger gets amputated. Like it could just, right, and gallops. And
like my palm? Where I slashed my hand because I fell on this ice.
Hope you're taking care of it.
It looks fine. I'll let you know if I have to cut it off.
Yeah. I'll take you.
Way to go. Is it hot?
Doesn't look hot. It looks like it's healing perfectly, Samantha. Don't Google that. Right? Don't Google it. I'm just saying.
That's
you
funny.
Know? Don't Google. Oh, here's a nasty one.
Mm.
Bed bugs.
Right?
Itchy. Don't Google that.
Don't.
Everybody knows that one,
yes,
though.
It's gross, though.
That's not new.
No.
No.
But don't.
No.
Because it's gross.
It is.
It makes you itchy.
Yeah.
Blech.
Yeah. Blech. That's all I had on my Google list.
Okay. Skin conditions.
Mm.
Like a little patch of dry skin. Mm-mm. Maybe you're thinking, well, maybe it's not eczema.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's ringworm.
Ew.
And then you just go, and then it's a slippery slope.
Ew.
It's a slippery slope to where it takes cancer.
Just cancer. And then the funeral home. Right? All things lead back to that.
All things lead back to the funeral home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I found something else really strange, too. And okay. I love Harry Potter, but I never...
I hate Harry Potter.
No, you don't hate it.
I do.
You've never watched it.
And I hate him because of it.
You've That's never why. Read a book.
No, because I hate the books.
You've never read the books.
I hate books.
Oh.
I hate books.
That's not fair to say.
Okay.
No.
You know my issue with you books. You and your books. Right?
You think you're your books.
You think you're better than the next guy because you got books.
I am better than the next guy.
No, not because of books.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Because I read.
Yeah.
I'm a reader.
It's make-believe stuff.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't. There's no Harry Potter.
Okay, never mind. Okay. Anyways, off topic.
Off topic.
What I came across was weird.
Okay.
It was called Snape Wives. Apparently, if you Google that, you come to, like, blogs and photos and videos... and weird shit where people have basically in their minds on an astral plane apparently married Severus Snape from Harry Potter.
Oh, okay. So it's a character?
It's a character from Harry Potter. Okay. They've had wedding ceremonies, and it's just really weird shit. Sounds like I haven't really Googled it, shit. But I read it, and I'm like, I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
I don't understand
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Mm. It's weird.
Seems weird.
It just seems odd.
Seems really
and
weird.
And I feel like you should never Google real life crime, because it's real life.
Oh.
And it's a little too close.
A little too close.
To like, it could happen. And it did happen. So it could happen again.
Oh.
Potentially.
I'd
and then
the
you
fence.
Freak yourself out. I'd and then you're
fence.
Like, scared of life. You're scared to go out your house. You put bars in your windows.
Put bars on your windows.
You like,
right?
Add the security feature. I don't know.
Right? You only, or you go to bed packing heat. Right? You only, you close up the peephole on your door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's all that weird stuff.
Yeah. Anything can make
I'm
you paranoid.
I'm just saying. Just
right?
be careful.
Just makes you too paranoid.
Slippery slope.
Yeah, it's just, but you know what though, but Google's so good for so many great things.
Except weird things that people have put out there, and
yeah.
you innocently type in lemons, and it comes across lemon party. And then you read the description of it, and you go, what the is that?
See, everything has, like, it's like lemons and their, like, raunchy cousin, Lemon Party, right?
And it's just...
weird.
Just because you can put it out there
doesn't
mean you should.
It doesn't
right?
mean you need to know about it.
You don't need to know anything about
Although,
it.
Although, I never knew that Lady Bits was considered to be a waffle before. That's just new.
That's
waffle.
That's what they named it.
I know, but there has to be for a reason.
It just seems wrong.
But see, now that makes me want to know why they called it a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't ever Google four girls finger painting.
I don't think I would. It just sounds like more than what I want to know
I didn't
about.
Google it. It was something people, there was a list.
That just sounds
and
like,
I read it and I'm like, whoa.
That sounds like too much.
Yes,
that's too much, too much,
too
much,
too much,
too much, too much, too much. You know, unless they're like at a paint class, right? At the bar.
I don't think it's as innocent as that.
No, it probably isn't that
it
at all.
It was nasty.
That was kind of fun, Samantha.
No, it was fun.
That was like a lot of things not to Google.
And I'm sure there's more.
I'm sure that Google is mostly about don't Google.
Don't Google anything.
Yeah. Well, but I still like Google.
I think something innocent can lead you down a very bad path.
Yeah, for sure it can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. Not good.
No, not good, but kind of funny.
Do you have an I shake my head, Lisa?
I do.
What is it?
It's the snooze alarm. Here's the thing, friends.
I'm like
the podcast,
looking at you like,
Because I shake my head at people who use the snooze alarm.
I use a snooze alarm.
I shake my head at you.
Why?
And I shake my head at the Hyper Hype Girl, too. Because every morning she tells me about her snooze alarm. And I'm like, you and her have so much in common. Because you are like a snooze alarmer, too, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm the opposite. I am like, I set my alarm, right? I set my alarm for, say, 7:15,
uh-huh.
right? 7 a.m. after a haircut. 7:15 at week 2 and on to my haircut. Because I need that extra time because my hair is longer.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
yes.
not.
But here's the thing. I have never, ever hit the snooze. I wouldn't even know what the snooze... I wouldn't even know how to operate the snooze. I wake up before my alarm. So I shake my head at you snoozers. Because what's the point? You're not getting any more rest for the next 6 minutes.
You know what, Lisa?
Hmm.
It's there for a reason.
No.
And you know why?
No.
Because sometimes you just need 6 minutes.
I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes you just don't want to get out of bed.
But it's 6 minutes. What is that doing? It's not, you're not closing your eyes and falling back asleep.
You're just laying there going, oh, I have to go. I have to get up. I have
but
to
then,
work.
Okay.
Yes,
so then why do you hit the snooze again? How many times typically do you hit the snooze? I want to know. I want the confession. Fess it up.
Okay. Well, if I'm going to confess.
Yeah.
I set my phone alarm and I set my alarm in my bedroom.
Why do you set your phone alarm too?
Because sometimes I think I need the reminder.
You need the reminder. I need to hear it from all over the apartment.
And it's a really annoying alarm ring.
Okay.
So it gets me out of bed.
But do you, okay, so the alarm goes off, but you hit the snooze 1 time, 2 time, 3 time.
Twice.
And what is that? Is that like another like
12 minutes?
12 more minutes.
Yeah.
Like I am so dead ass tired. I just can't get out of bed 12 minutes
Lately,
early.
Lately, it's been dead ass tired, Lisa.
And you can't get out of bed 12 minutes
no.
early.
No.
That extra 12 minutes.
I don't appreciate your judgment right now.
I'm just.
You've got your judgy pants on and
I don't
appreciate it.
I don't. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around
no,
it.
You're not.
I'm not a snooze.
You're like, I am standing in judgment of you. I don't understand why you hit the snooze button.
I
you should
don't.
All be like me and get up 15 minutes before.
Just get up 15 minutes before. Get in the shower and get ready.
Just because you don't sleep doesn't mean the rest of us don't.
I do sleep.
Michelle just wants a good night's rest. And I am with her.
That's all I know. I know. And I'm not judging. I don't understand that. I don't understand the snooze.
Yes.
I don't.
Then they shouldn't have a snooze button on the alarm.
I agree. And if
then there should be no alarms. No, you should just automatically wake up.
No, you still need... I'm fine with the alarm to tell you what time, just in case.
But you think people should just be up.
Yeah.
Done.
Alarm's going off. Turn it off. Sit up in bed. And up I go.
Sit up in bed.
Sit up in bed. Get my blow dryer. And head to the bathroom. That's what I do, right?
Why is your blow dryer in your bedroom?
On top shelf.
Why?
Because it takes up too much room in the bathroom. I didn't like it in there. Just clutter. Aww. I don't like the clutter.
Okay.
Yeah. So now it's got a different spot.
The things you learn.
Yeah. So that's my thing. That's my shake my head moment. Is just why people need to hit the snooze button.
Thanks for the judgment.
Sorry.
Judgy.
Samantha, I've been judging for years. I'm a judge. I'm a judger. What about you? What do you got?
Oh, this was relating to my horrible week.
Oh, back to the week. Okay. What do you got?
This is the incident before the incident.
Okay, so you left work, had an incident. That is your I shake your head moment.
Yes.
Incident. Okay.
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 So.
Friends of the podcast, if you can see her right now, she's so mad. She's turning red. So right? She's like she's starting to steep. It's not good.
Okay, I'm going to keep my calm.
Yes.
I'm going to keep my shit together.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Keep your shit together.
Because I'm a big girl.
Yeah.
Well, I am a big girl.
You got this.
But I'm an adult.
You got this.
Okay.
Tell me.
So, I went to my cell phone provider.
Okay.
I'm not even going to name their names. Because that's just who I am right now.
There you go.
I'm going to be nice.
Right.
And I broke the camera lens on the back of my phone.
From your fall?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It fell on carpet. How could it break on carpet?
Why is your phone falling?
I don't know. It just did. Sometimes it does. Don't judge my pants. Get the fucking look off your face.
Look's gone.
Stop it.
Look's gone. I just want to hear the story.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
And then she logics me out and analyzes me and then tells me it's my fault. Shut up.
I never said. Okay. So you go to your phone provider.
Can you just be on my side?
I'm on your side. Samantha.
Okay.
I'm always on your side.
Yes, I hurt my phone. Get over it. Not everybody treats it like a baby, Lisa.
I know.
Want to wrap a diaper around it?
No, that's gross.
I'm just saying, would you like to swaddle it?
Well, sometimes I might want to caress and care for it. Just saying.
Stop.
Okay, back to you.
Okay. No. Yay, back to me.
Back to you.
Not Lisa.
Back to you.
Okay.
Okay,
so I go in, and I'm like, hey, I cracked my screen. It's been like that forever.
Yes.
I didn't really care about it.
Right.
But... what I'm worried about is my camera lens on the back is shattered. Can you give me a replacement phone? Well, actually, we don't do that.
Okay. I think they did.
No. Huh. You can't just walk in there and go, hey, here's a new phone for you. That's great. And I said, okay. He's like, well, let me just look up your plan. And I'm like, well, I pay $8 for something. Maybe you should explain that to me. What am I paying for?
Right.
Well, it's the warranty on your phone. Outside of my phone or no, it's the inside. It's like all the bits and pieces.
Are you
inside
kidding
your phone
me?
And I'm like, I pay,
because who gives a shit about
$8 for the inside of a goddamn phone?
Wow.
Because if that phone breaks that way, I don't want it.
No
I will get a new phone.
And will that phone break that way?
No,
probably not. No.
So the $8, in case anyone wants to know, has zero to do with the outside of your phone.
Wow.
So he said, oh no, but we can fix it for you.
Okay.
It'll just take 2 to 3 weeks. We have to send it away, but we'll give you a phone in the meantime and put, you know, all your contacts in it.
Right.
And I looked at him like, I don't want to send my phone away for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I want you to just give me a new phone.
Yeah, and they wouldn't just give you a new phone.
No.
Because
not only did the $8 a month not cover the outside of my phone, I would have had to pay... I would still have to pay a $90 deductible.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? And I'm staring and I'm like...
But for $90, you could have got a new phone?
I could have got it. Nope.
Nope.
I could have got it repaired.
Oh.
And it would go away for 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
It's glass.
Yeah, it's just glass.
Why is it taking 2 to 3 weeks to fix this?
Yeah, and in this day and age, why is it going
international?
Yeah, like, is it going to Tokyo? Is it going back to Japan to get fixed?
Yeah. So I was like, okay... Then I was like, how much would it cost to just get a new phone.
Right.
Because I know I'm not done my contract yet. I understand that. I have money still on my phone.
Right.
How much is it? And he typed and he typed and he typed. And I'm like, you found it yet? Oh, yeah, no, I'm looking for it. And I'm like, oh, for God's sake. $281 still on my phone.
To pay off your phone.
To pay off my phone. Yeah. Plus a $25 activation fee for a new phone.
Wow.
And I'm looking at him, I'm like, as he's telling me, I'm grabbing my phone and putting it back in my purse. I'll think about that.
Yeah.
And I walked out.
And in your mind, did you think, jackass?
Yes.
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this company bites.
Yeah.
This cellular phone provider kisses ass. By the way, people, don't ever get the $8 a month, whatever warranty fucking shit they tell you.
It's for nothing.
It's for nothing.
Wow.
The phone will never break the way they're
anticipating.
Because the only thing that will ever happen to your phone is the glass will shatter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off.
Wow.
So I was pissed off. And then the next incident happened to me.
So.
And I was like, done. And I'm like, I just wanted my phone replaced.
And Samantha, now don't misconstrue this for Jensen. I'm not. But you would have walked out of that phone provider store. Angry.
Yes.
And very quick.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now the whole picture makes some sense.
Shut up.
No, I'm still not. I just need to see it clearly.
You're being mean.
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you
no,
are.
I'm not being mean.
You have no sympathy for me.
Samantha, I feel horrible.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
But nothing makes me sadder than your phone that's all cracked.
Whatever. Now it's going to live like that for a couple more months.
Going to live like that.
Yeah. I don't care.
That's how it goes.
I am not paying $90 to get it fixed.
Yeah.
When you could just give me a goddamn new phone.
Yeah, they're not.
You could maybe have a little bit of customer service here. You could maybe make my life joyful.
Samantha, phones are like $700.
I don't give a rat's ass.
They're not going to customer service you like that.
The LG 5, which is the phone that I have, is zero down.
I know.
Seriously.
That's crappy. I'm sorry that you had that week. I'm sorry.
That's why I shake my head.
Okay.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
At your cell phone provider.
Right?
They're not nice.
No.
They're not.
They're not nice.
You are not. No, because you're like, you're being condescending.
I'm not.
Yes,
no, I don't even know what that means.
You're patronizing me.
I don't even know what those two words mean.
I don't appreciate that tone.
No, that's not what I'm trying to be.
I do not appreciate you right now.
Samantha. I feel bad for you.
Patronizer.
Uh-uh.
Okay. We have shout outs.
Yeah, because guess what? We had a lot of people that were giving
apparently
us...
people like us. We don't like each other right now.
No, we don't. But we had some people that were sharing some love our way. They were spreading some joy to us.
Yay. What?
And we really appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
So we have some shout outs. First off, we have a shout out to John from the Brand X podcast.
Yes.
He was so gracious.
He was.
To talk about us on the She Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
With Elsie and Jess.
And super wonderful that they also... let him talk about us.
Mm-hmm.
That's their show.
Yep.
And you know what? These guys, those ladies, they have such a fantastic show and they have a great Facebook page. They have over 8,300 people.
That's cool.
On their Facebook page.
Very cool.
And their whole goal is to like empower and help women podcasters.
Cool.
So they have like tips. They have like so many great things and they're like, you know what? Awesome. So it was so nice that they were generous enough to let us be talked about on their show.
Exactly.
And John, thank you very much for taking the time and for loving the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was super cool. And wouldn't it be cool if we could ever do something back and forth between the two shows? Because when he talks about us, he says that we're like the Canadian version of them.
Oh, yeah. He did say that.
So that would be really cool. Hey?
That would be nice.
So you know what, girls? If you're interested, give us a shout.
Okay.
All right. And we also have Adam from Odd Dad Out. And Adam... just loves our show.
He does.
And he mentioned us in his last podcast that just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about our weirdness. And our quirkiness.
Yeah.
And just the fact that our podcast is just a lot of just silliness and fun.
Well, he thought it was funny. He was listening to the Pickles podcast.
Yes.
And then he had to Google Yum Yum Pickles.
He had to Google Yum Yum Pickles. Because apparently in the United States, that's just a sweet pickle.
It's a sweet pickle.
It's not a Yum Yum pickle.
Yeah.
So we really, really appreciated the fact. Right. And you know what? Great podcasts.
Yeah.
All three are really, really great podcasts. And our friends of the podcast should check out them and make them your friends.
So Brand X.
Brand X Podcast.
Odd Dad Out.
And She Podcast.
And She Podcast.
Definitely check it out.
Well worth checking out.
Yeah. And you know what? To John's point, one of the best ways to get people talking about podcasts is through word of mouth.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, right? Appreciate the fact that he had his mouth open and he was talking.
Mm-hmm. And we were just featured on 2 podcasts a day.
Yes, we were.
That was kind of cool.
That was cool too.
Yeah. Right? That was the second time.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know what? It's kind of cool. So I just think, you know, we're just always really happy whenever we hear that people are talking about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we like to reciprocate and talk about them too.
Yeah.
Right.
And actually I'm going to mention a podcast.
Okay.
Varmints.
Yes.
Is a great podcast too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, they talk about animal stuff?
Yeah.
And I'm interested.
And they make it cool.
And they make it super make cool. It cool. So if you guys are interested in learning about different things about different animals and things of that nature, check out Varmints.
And now that you brought up Varmints and you're talking about animals,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring up Rough Giraffe.
Oh, Rough Giraffe is good.
Stacy Mum, Kipper the Cat.
Kipper the Cat.
And Belle. Because you know what? They're awesome too.
They are.
And we could go on for hours going through all of them. And that's what Follow Fridays are for on Twitter.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's just some great podcasts and people have been just so open and very supportive to us.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just a great community to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
And what else happened this week, Samantha? With Podbean.
We want to give a shout out to our, to Era My Girl. She is our first sponsor.
And if we've said your name wrong,
we apologize.
We apologize. Send us an email and tell us how to say it again. And you'll get two shout outs.
Two shout outs.
So you'll get like a dollar and a dollar's worth of shout outs. That was super cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was really cool.
So, we just want to remember that we just wanted you guys to remember that if you love the show, feel free to go to http://patreon.podbean.com/ismhead to sponsor us. If you love the show,
if you love the show, check out the prizes, lots of rewards, lots of fun things you can be part of.
Yeah.
Where else can we be found?
Okay. We can be found. You can listen to us on Podbean, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you'd like to, we would like to hear from you. So you can contact us at ismhead@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And next week, Samantha.
Next week's topic is...
Oh, it's going to be heated. It's going to be heated.
Yeah, Lisa came up with a good one. We've already started talking about it. We had to stop. Control freaks and people pleasers. Do you love them or do you hate them?
Yeah. And I think it's going to be super heated. Right?
Because she was already like wagging her finger at me and I'm like, well, you do this too.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, friends of the podcast. It's going to be fun.
Oh, stuff will be slinged.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be some slinging. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Should be.